Thank you, worship leader. The expression, the words, obedience is better than sacrifice, came from Prophet Samuel when Saul was the king of the Hebrews then, disobeyed what God said to him that he must do through Prophet Samuel. They went to war. God said everything there must be demolished and, war. Saul decided, okay, I'll keep some of these rams and cows and cattle, and I'll make an offering to God. And you can read this in 1 Samuel, which is in the Old Testament. You could say part of the Hebrew Bible. Chapter 15, verse 22. The most famous example is King Saul's disobedience. God commanded him to completely destroy the Amalekites, but Saul spared the king and the best livestock, intending to sacrifice them later. The prophet Samuel rebuked Saul, stating that to obey is better than sacrifice, and explaining that God had rejected Saul as king because he rejected God's word. There must be a reason why Spirit said to Saul, don't spare that king. Because probably that king will retaliate later on and cause more harm than, So how does that apply to us? Because it's great to read the scriptures and all of that and hear about stories, but how do we use it in a practical sense? How does it apply to us? So it is important for us to understand that the Spirit of God in us is our intuition, our conscience. When that Spirit is telling you, don't do that, don't go now, that, and we ignore it, and then things blow up or things happen, and then now we're trying to fix it. I know I have been guilty of it. My intuition tells me, even clear as day, like in 3D, don't do that. But my ego or whatever it is, I ignore it. And then later I'm like, oh, I wish I knew, I wouldn't have done it. It's too late now. Now you got to pay the price. It's the same thing when our doctors or the law says, do not do this. I mean, we all know don't eat contaminated food or drink or something because then it makes us ill. Don't set fire in the bush or in the forest. Because people who are forest guides and firefighters, they know their stuff. That you might think, oh, the trees are green, but you don't see the shrubs under, that they are brittle, and if you light fire, it might set everything on fire. And it does. And then people lose their life, they lose their property. And then guess what? You weren't intending to go to jail. Now you end up in jail. I mean, we've all read the news about how people set fires when they shouldn't. Yeah. or when our mechanic tells us the weather changes and the inflation of your tires might change, so bring it in so that we can I won't do that, you know. And then you travel and then something happens. And the irony of it, you don't even have a spare tire, or you have a spare tire, you don't know how to even change your tire. Now you have to call AAA to come and tow the tire. You could have avoided all that, the inconvenience, the money you will now spend, even if you have AAA thing, when just drive there, they inflate it. So there are so many ways that this expression applies to us. A parent who tells the child, oh, do your homework, because in the end, but the child thinks, well, I'm not going to do my work, but they want the top grade so that they can go to. You don't do your homework, then you flunk. Or the parents say, oh, yeah, that brand used to be really good, but now, you know, but the kid, no, I want it. There's a story of Yutexua when he was young. He wanted his neighbor's ugly dog. And he made his mom and everybody's life miserable. They offered him other pets. No, he was so bound. He wanted that ugly dog. Don't covet your neighbor's, you know, stuff. The Bible says that. And he learned from that as a child, because he spoke it in what Yogananda wrote. So even if you're going to be a saint later on, sometimes these things happen to us. It could be the environment, it could be the influence of our friends. It could be TikTok or any of those social platforms where we've heard of it. Even when that child or that person knows, no, this is not my thing, but because we want to be like the Joneses, and then they find out it really didn't work for them. So when we look at it in that context, what does it really mean? It encourages discernment between actions that are genuinely obedient and those that may seem right or require a sacrifice. When you look at the life of Jesus and all these saints, they obeyed right away. Even though it might be inconvenient for them, but they obeyed. And they went there and served, and we're still talking about them today. People forget that Prophet Moses, he was 80 years old when he was called to serve. And his brother was 83 years old. So it's never too late for any of us. It's never too late for any of us, because we say, well, no, it's never too late. And when God called Moses, well, he was a little hesitant, but he obeyed. And he said, Lord, but you know I stutter. Said, don't worry, your brother will go with you. In spite of his own hesitation, because he didn't think he has the ability. He went ahead, and we're still talking about Moses today, the Ten Commandments and all of that. And here's Baba Moses here, shaking his head. We're still following what he, you know. How many of us, the Spirit tells us, okay, he said, Lord, are you kidding? I'm 80 years old. You want me to go where? And it's not like where Moses was to Egypt was very, it's like, oh, just going to your neighbor. No, they have to travel quite some distance. So when we look at the lives of those who inspires us, we find that most of them, especially on the one walking the spiritual, is total obedience. I mean, what about David? Oh, the book of Psalms of David and all of that. People forget that David wasn't like the heir to the throne in his family. He was actually a shepherd. But they, you know, when Samuel came over, David, the parents brought, oh, this one, this. He said, no. And then the spirit said, what about that one? The one in the shepherd, you know, the shepherd one in the that is in the forest taking care of. And everybody said, David? That one? Went behind the ears? And the brother said, yeah, this is the one the Lord has said, huh? And his brother was not happy about it because David, to his brother, he was huffing and puffing like, what do you mean you guys are fighting this and you can't? Let me go there and I'll show you. I'll be Goliath for you. There's a reason he was saying, he wasn't saying that because of it. It was that discernment. The Spirit of God was speaking through him. It's not like he had a big sword or a missile. You know, he had a catapult and a stone, a rock, boom. And Goliath, boom, and he's dead. Now, you could decide, okay, I'll get a catapult, a sling, and then I will do it, and Goliath will still be standing because it is not your calling. And we need to have that discernment. When it is your calling, be obedient. Don't be thinking, what they said is not good. Leave them alone. They say, let them say what they want to say. You follow what your inner guidance is telling you, and you do it. And then everybody say, oh. Because it is important for us to be obedient to that Spirit of God, you know, that conscience, that spirit, that intuition. Isn't that why some of us say, how come I never thought of this? Somebody came and invent something and it looks so simple, and yet, well, because it's not meant for you to invent. If it was, the inspiration would come to you. And for some that came that they didn't follow, now they are regretting it. So it is good for us to trust, because trust is what makes us to be totally obedient. That trust. Well, I don't know where you're leading me, but I trust you. Don't children do that with their parents or their elders? Okay, let's go here. The kid has to, he doesn't know, doesn't have, but he trusts the parent that, the mother, the auntie, that they won't, you know, they will lead them to, let's go to the store. The kid can't drive, he doesn't even know where, he just know, okay, there's a store where they sell, what's that doll, that family doll? American doll, you know. The kid has heard about it, they want it because there are other people are talking about, and the mother said, let's go. Say, Mama, where are we going? Well, we're going to go to that store. And they said, oh, you mean the American doll? Yeah. And he said, oh, thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama. That trust is what made that kid to follow. And if we're going to call God our father, our mother, we should trust enough. Otherwise, none of us would be here if we didn't trust, at least have some kind of trust in our parents. They raised us. Even when we don't know, we have no clue, you know. Oh, go to bed now. We've heard that story. Oh, I'm not sleepy. And the next moment you see the kid is fast asleep. God is all knowing. God created us. He knows what is good for us. And that's why we need to honor that intuition rather than after, oh, then Lord, okay, save me from myself. There was no need for you to ask God to save you from yourself if you just obeyed. I remember it in Austin, Texas. I had just gone for meditation, had a great meditation. Okay, what do people do? You go back home or go to a restaurant and eat. Now I want to go dancing on this Sunday. And I can hear clearly telling me, just go home with that vibration. No, I got to go dancing. I figure, well, I've already given to God what belongs to God. Now I'm going to give to myself. I wish I had listened and obeyed. I went against my intuition. I was driving to the place where the dance is. I didn't know that Sunday there are cyclists. So the roads that we normally take were blocked. So I was driving, and before I knew it, the flow of traffic stopped. And before I could say, whoa, before I could say, boom, I bumped somebody's car. It wasn't bad, but it was an accident I could have avoided. And right there were the traffic cops on bikes. And I knew if not for the Spirit of God, they could have just, you know, they looked at both of us and said, you guys are okay. Say, yeah, okay, you guys work it out. Not to go more into the story, well, now I had to call my insurance. Now that goes on my record, doesn't it? Now I couldn't change it. It's done. If I had listened, that wouldn't have happened. I would have saved myself the agony and all of that. And did I go to the dance? No. After that, I took back and went home. What I could easily have done. Let us not ignore that Spirit of God in us. He's always present for us at all times, in all things, no matter what the challenge is. And if we listen to it, we'll be fine. Even on our deathbed, if we listen to it, we'll be fine, because we know death has no power over us. We don't need to be afraid. Even if you lose your job, you listen to it, it will find you a job. If your boss wants to fire you, if you say, look, just do this, then you do it, your boss won't be able to fire you. Because sometimes we get angry or offended by our boss because we know they are not being fair. And then we let our emotion get the best of us. Maybe we talk back or act away, and the boss says, you are out of here. And then when we come down, it's too late now. You say, you are out of here. But if that intuition tells you, okay, just chill out. This will work out. Bite your lips. Mm-hmm. And then that anger, that upset goes away. And then maybe other people were listening that the boss didn't know. And then they go to his boss and say, look, this one is not doing right. And well, we know what may happen. So God is always present, and God is there to help us along the journey of life, because he set that journey of life for us. And you know, the whole problem of the universe, humans, is because we are not obedient. Love your neighbor as yourself. If we do that, you think we will have wars? And no. It's okay to be wealthy, but don't be greedy. Then you make sure that your employees are all, you know, everybody is fine, instead of you being a super billionaire and everyone else. If you see somebody who's hungry, help them. They might be your neighbor, they might not even be. And that single fact has tended and has created chaos throughout the world. Because if we had followed the principles of that law, love your neighbor and love, you know, as yourself, most of us don't, even within family members. Here's the story to end this conversation. But before I go into that story, obedience is important to God because it demonstrates love, trust, and belief in God. And whenever we show that to each other, we go into a deeper relationship. Five benefits of obedience include increased safety and order, the fostering of discipline and self-control. Remember, I was just talking about the boss and the enhanced relationships through trust, guidance, and wisdom for personal growth and spiritual blessings, such as peace and a stronger connection to your higher power. And that's the reason why we have rules, 55 miles an hour, because they know what it's like. If you do, when they say 20 miles an hour and you're doing 55 on a 20 mile zone, things could happen. Here's the story of today for them. The story is the story of what they call the Monkey King. Group of monkeys, they have their king, and then the water demon. So once upon a time in a deep forest, lived a large group of monkeys. They had a king, big guy, and his wives. The king had advised all the monkeys, said, there are many poisonous fruits in this forest, and the ponds of water are possessed by demons. So if any of you see any unusual fruit or unknown pond of water, then don't eat or drink until you ask me first. I'm sure he was speaking from his experience. All the monkeys agreed. So one day, all the monkeys, as they were going about their business, you know, enjoying their life, they came to an unknown pond of water. Even though they were tired and thirsty, none of them would drink the water. So they all surrounded, they sat there and waited for their king to show up. When the king, Monkey King, arrived, he asked, did any of you drink water from this one? They said, no, no, sir. No, we followed your instruction and we're waiting for you. So the Monkey King walked along the bank of that pond of water and examined the footprints of animals that had gone into the water and saw that none came out again. So he realized that the pond must be possessed by the water demon. So he said to all the monkeys, this pond, I'm glad you guys didn't drink out of it because it's possessed by the water demon. So none of you should go into it. So all the monkeys stay on the ground even though they're still thirsty. After a while, the water demon saw that none of the monkeys was trying to get into the pond to drink water. So then he showed himself. He rose up the middle of the pond, taking the shape of a frightening monster. He has big blue belly with bulging green eyes. I guess that would be wonderful for the Halloween, right? He said, why are you monkeys just sitting around? What's wrong with you? Come into the pond and drink some water. Aren't you thirsty? The Monkey King looked at him and said, are you the demon? Do you own this pond? Are you the demon who owns this pond? The demon replied, yes. What are you going to do about it? Then the monkey asked, do you eat whoever, everything that goes into the water? He says, yes, I do. He said, when someone comes into the pond because they are thirsty to drink water, I eat them all, even birds. I will enjoy eating you too. The Monkey King remained calm and said, "I will not let you eat me or any one of these monkeys here. And yet we are going to drink from that pond of water." The demon looked like, "Who the heck do you think you are? Impossible. How are you going to drink? How will you do that?" The Monkey King had noticed. He looked around. He saw that there were a large number of bamboos growing, you know, around that pond. So the Monkey King replied, "Each of us, we are going to drink using the bamboo shoots as straws, and you will not be able to touch us. And if you've ever been around bamboos, you know, bamboos, they grow in section with knots between them, you know, as these ridges between each. And each section is too small, so the demon could grab monkey and gobble them up, right?" Well, of course, the Monkey King was no ordinary monkey. He took a young bamboo shoot, blew through it to make knots disappear, and then used it to sip water from the pond. Then he waved his hands, and all the bamboo growing around that pond lost their knots. They became a new kind of bamboo. Then all the monkeys picked up the bamboo shoots and easily drank their fill from the pond. The water demon couldn't believe his eyes, grumbling to himself because he never witnessed this all of his life. Then he slid under the surface, not to show up again. Now, obedience is better than sacrifice. If those monkeys hadn't obeyed their king, they would all have been food for the demons. They didn't know why the king said that, but they did obey, and they saved their lives just for that. So may we be those children of God that is obedient to God's inner guidance for us. And may we be saved from sudden death, illness, and evil tendencies. Amen.
Amen. Amen.